This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. Major developments expected at the Department of Justice.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, welcome to Monday, and a Monday it's going to be. So as I told a friend of mine last night, buckle your seatbelts, and I was referencing to the ongoing Kavanaugh nomination, but we've got breaking news instead. We'll probably mention Kavanaugh's nomination issues as well, but as you know, I'm sure if you're following the media at all, there are reports that the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein, might be resigning even while we're on the air. This comes on the heels of a statement that was released last week of memos, and evidently from Andrew McCabe and Lisa Page, where Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested that he secretly record the president in the White House. So that statement was met with a denial by the Deputy Attorney General. I should say not a denial. That'd be an overstatement. He said it was not in context, and also stated that he did not authorize or pursue these issues. He also was raised issues of the president's capacity under the 25th Amendment. 25th Amendment, of course, allows for a majority. If the cabinet members so choose, they can make a motion basically for the president to be relieved of duties. That's never been implemented, and Rod Rosenstein did deny that. But you have this major development right now as to Rod Rosenstein may be resigning as the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. He also is, of course, in charge because of the recusal of Jeff Sessions. He's in charge of the investigation by the special counsel. So there's all kind of ramifications for that. This is all breaking now. We're taking your calls for reaction on this. We do not have definitive information. As you know, that this is something that's in process. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. But this started on Friday when this information, Jordan, was released.
Yeah, that's right. So what we know is that the New York Times reported that Rod Rosenstein, in statements written by Andrew McCabe.
And
Lisa Page. So I think you put a note there because, right, again, who the sourcing is. But suggesting that Rod Rosenstein, in meetings, said that, one, he would wear a wire in meetings with President Trump, bragging that his phone never got checked at the White House so he could just record utilizing his phone because, quote, no one ever looked at it. Suggested that anybody who was nominated to be the next FBI director, this is following Jim Comey's firing, should be wearing a wire as well. And then that's separate from the 25th Amendment issue. There's this 25th Amendment issue about removing the president if you get a majority of the cabinet to go on board with that. He was floating names of members of cabinet members that he wanted to utilize.
Allegedly, yep.
And doing this. I think where we know is that this at least happened, this commentary. Context is very important, but this is in the notes of the former deputy director of the FBI. It is in the notes of the, Lisa Page as well. So, and again, I think sourcing is important. It's Andrew McCabe. It's someone who is not necessarily a friend, but I don't think we'd see the actions seeing now.
No, it was a serious enough allegation. I mean, that has to be addressed. So the reports are that the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is on his way to meet with the Chief of Staff John Kelly at the White House. That would the president is in New York for the UN events. There's a lot of activity happening there. So this is unfolding as we're live with you on the air. We're taking your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. Is Stan out in meetings? Stan Bennett is out in meetings today. So Harry Hutchison will be joining us probably in the next segment of the broadcast. So anyways, here's what we want you to do. Well, we have one phone line open at 800-684-3110. You can try to get your calls in that way. But also put in your questions and comments on Facebook and Periscope, another way for you to do this, to engage on this. So we encourage you to do that as well. And we'll take more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. Again, if you're just joining us, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is to meet with the Chief of Staff, General Kelly, shortly. And that is, I'm sure, to discuss the statements that came out on Friday regarding wiring to go see the president, wearing a wire to see the president. Unprecedented. Back with more in a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So there's reports that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, is set to meet with the White House Chief of Staff. There's discussions that he may be resigning from his position. And I will tell you that there was what came out on Friday. I'm going to let Jordan reset that for you so you understand what is dealing with. I mean, it does raise a whole host, regardless of whether it was made as a joke or not. It raises a whole host of issues, but go ahead, Jordan. Let's reset what's exactly happened here.
Okay, so Rod Rosenstein, the report comes out. On a number of occasions between his appointment and April 26th of 2017, the writing of the memo about Jim Comey, which he wrote and was released on May 9th, Jim Comey's firing on May 9th, and the appointment of the special counsel. This all happens within the time
in between.
April 26th to May 17th, but on multiple occasions,
yep.
Not one time. Jim Comey has been documented, we know, by Andrew McCabe and Elisa Page. Andrew McCabe at that point, deputy FBI director, then at some period of time but before the special counsel was appointed and McCabe was fired, he was acting FBI director. That Rod Rosenstein said to them, one, that he was serious about the idea of wearing a wire or using his cell phone to record the meetings he had with the President of the United States. Said he could do that because they don't check my phone, and was kind of braggadocious about that. I mean, this is in the report, and this has been written down by, we know, at least Andrew McCabe in his notes with meetings. So he took it to be serious enough. He also brought up the idea of invoking the 25th Amendment and trying to lead an effort, actually named two cabinet members who would be helpful at the time. I can tell you who they were. He thought he could go to John Kelly and Jeff Sessions to lead that. So, I mean,
he's going to John Kelly right now, apparently. Now,
John Kelly at the time, remember, was the head of Homeland Security, so he was a cabinet member. Moving on, this is how Rod Rosenstein responds. And this is, I think, what is, again, the most hot water for him, because the statement was, he never said it wasn't true. He just said it was inaccurate. Quote, "The New York Times story is inaccurate and factually incorrect. I will not further comment on a story based on anonymous sources who are obviously biased against the department and are advancing their own personal agenda." So I'm assuming he's talking about Andrew McCabe there, who was fired. "But let me be clear about this. Based on my personal dealings with the president, there's no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment." Now, at the time he was reported of saying this, he would have had very little dealings with the president. So at that time, he would not have had those dealings to say that about "After my dealings with the president, there's no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment." Within those few weeks, guess what? He would have. Second,
Yeah.
So he's kind of changed there. And let me just say something
about that, okay? Because you raised the whole issue. Let me tell you what this does raise, regardless of how this shakes out in the next few minutes or a few hours. If you look at the recent revelations that we've had here, and if you look at the events that have taken place, and if, in fact, Rod Rosenstein does end up resigning today because of his statements that he's made, I think it's clearly becomes necessary and appropriate for whoever the person that's put in charge of this, in other words, whoever becomes the deputy attorney general acting, which may be the solicitor general, Noel Francisco, whoever is actually handling this special counsel inquiry, in light of all of this, I think it's really important that there be a step back taken here and a review. And I think it's a review that has to be thorough and complete, and a review that has to include an investigation of what has transpired with all of these statements and all of these allegations going back to the Strachan page and Bruce Orr, and basically a timeout on this inquiry. And the person that is responsible for overseeing this, I think, has to look at all of these allegations that are both surrounding this inquiry and that initiated this inquiry, including the Christopher Steele dossier and the appointment of the special counsel and how all that plays in. How do you not address that with all of this going on? Lindsey Graham's called for a special counsel to be set up for this. I would like that special counsel to investigate and review everything that's happened here, including what led Rod Rosenstein to the appointment of a special counsel, if in fact he's now resigning because he was threatening to wear, jokingly or not, wear a wire to the president. I mean, we don't know what Rod Rosenstein has done. Has he resigned yet? Has he not resigned? I don't know. We're going to find out, I'm sure, shortly. Lindsey Graham has said this. I think this is important, but that he said that we need to take a good look at this and where it is. How do you see it right now, Harry?
Well, I think you are absolutely correct. So if we look at the timeline, on May the 9th, Rod Rosenstein wrote a memo suggesting that Comey ought to be fired. On May the 16th, Rosenstein made comments, questionable comments, reported by the New York Times. On May the 17th, the special counsel was appointed. Impartial and reasonable observers will note the correlation between Rosenstein's comments on May the 16th and his appointment of a special counsel after James Comey leaked information to the New York Times. While Rosenstein now argues that the New York Times reporting is questionable, I believe we absolutely...
But he hasn't denied it. He doesn't deny that he said it. It's
right.
He denies the 25th Amendment issue. Yes. But he says he didn't... He later said he didn't pursue or authorize a wire.
Absolutely. So, in any case, we absolutely need a fresh review of all of the actions set in motion by Mr. Rosenstein, including the FISA warrant application he signed, as well as the initiation of the special counsel investigation under his watch. I agree with Senator Lindsey Graham. We need another special counsel, and we need to restore the credibility of the Justice Department. The Wall Street Journal has an editorial out today suggesting that there is indeed a rebellion at the FBI and the Justice Department. This needs a full and thorough investigation.
I think let's play what Senator Graham had to say.
If Rosenstein's involved, he should be fired. If he's not involved, leave him alone. But he can't make that decision. We need a special counsel to look at this, not Mr. Horowitz, the IG.
I agree with Lindsey Graham, with Senator Graham. Let me say a couple things here. I think it's necessary for us to, if you want to see order restored to public confidence in the Department of Justice, I think we got to be very specific here about what we're looking for. In that regard, I would say this. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. That if you look at the recent revelations, going back to the Nelly Orr, Bruce Orr, the Christopher Steele dossier, the Paige Strzok text messages, the Annie McCabe statements about the insurance policy, if you look at all these recent revelations and events, and including today's decision, if in fact it becomes one, if in fact what we're hearing is that Rod Rosenstein does resign, and maybe he's not. I mean, we're going to find out soon. But even if he doesn't, but let's assume he does for the sake of this. assuming he does resign, I think it becomes clearly necessary and appropriate for the person who's placed in charge of this inquiry, this investigation, overseeing the special counsel, to conduct an immediate and thorough review of the many irregularities surrounding and impacting the initiation and conduct of the investigation. And I don't care if you're left, right, or center. I don't think anybody would disagree with that fact, that that needs to be done, Jordan, at this particular time.
Yeah, I think, at this point, from the very top, we said when you investigate these investigators, they've all fallen by the wayside. Now, even those appointed to really appoint the investigators are also falling by the wayside. If we believe everything that's being reported right now, with whatever terminology you want to use, it does not appear that Rod Rosenstein will be in the position he has had in the next 24 hours from now, which means the person overseeing...
Far he hasn't resigned, as far as we know, as we're on the air right now.
But if that's the fact, it's a bit bizarre that the Solicitor General would be running the Russia investigation. And that's technically how the line of its succession works, but is not the person. Whether you like the idea of this or not, it puts that person whose role is to appear before really the federal courts on behalf of the U.S. government, primarily the Supreme Court.
No, they do what I do. They're appellate advocates. It's a whole different
ballgame. Run their job is to run the Department of Justice as the description of the deputy day-to-day. But number two, they have to oversee this probe. And I think what would be most prudent is whoever that person ends up being post-Rod Rosenstein, the best thing for them to do would say, this all needs to be reviewed.
I think we have to insist on it.
Who started this by appointing Bob Mueller
is out.
Bob Mueller potentially about wearing a wire to meet with the president.
But by the way, everybody's reporting that the meeting is for resignation. Nobody's in that meeting, if that meeting's even taken place, other than purportedly General Kelly and maybe some of his associates and Rod Rosenstein, maybe some of his associates. So there's a lot of speculation here, which is normal during the course of this hour. Now, let me tell you what we're going to do on our radio broadcast. We, as more facts develop this afternoon, assuming they do, and I suspect with all the media that's going on now, there's going to be other facts that develop, we will then come back so that our programs that air later in the day will be refreshed, and those of you on Facebook and Periscope will be able to tune back in with us again. All right, we're taking a break. We come back, we're going to have more comments. Everybody's checking their phones. Everybody's checking the messages. We will keep you posted on this, obviously, during this break. If you want to call us, phone lines are jammed. We're going to get the calls in a minute. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. So there's all kinds of reports going on right now about what this meeting is for or not for. We'll be back with more in just a moment. So stay tuned. Again, if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
So it's all being reported right now, and we're just, again, giving you the info that as it comes in from the news, that this came from Fox News, that a source close to the matters told Fox News that Rod Rosenstein did not resign and went on to another meeting. They are trying to get more clarification now. So was the news about him heading to the White House and being fired, which ultimately came out, which, again, we have not used that term because we knew that not to be the case. I did not believe that to be the case. And then second, the idea, again, that he may be resigning is now in question. Now, this is Washington, D.C. It is just midday, not even midday. Who knows exactly what is going on? These are lots of sources back and forth. We will know ultimately from Rod Rosenstein. We'll know ultimately from the White House and the Department of Justice. It's interesting. I think we'll take some of these phone calls again, but there's new information here. So for those of you who are on the line, to clarify, supposedly Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has met with the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly. Appears that that meeting is over. That he's not officially resigned. I still, this is, again, news sources. We just don't know at this moment. We're live on the air, and we're giving you the news as it's breaking, and we will take your phone calls. Let's go to the phone. Michael in Ohio online too. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to thank you. First off, I did get your book, Jerusalem. You sent it to me in the mail a couple weeks ago. It was an excellent read.
Wonderful.
And I will be supporting the ACLJ.
Thank you, Michael.
From here on out. My question is, with the Associate Attorney General, Mr. Panuccio, I think he was nominated, but his term was up last week as far as being not, he wasn't confirmed by the Senate. If Rosenstein were to resign or be fired, what kind of issue would that present, having the number two and the number three at the DOJ, both those seats open?
Okay, so the number three position is still open in the Department of Justice. That's correct. It's Rachel Brand resigned that position. The Trump administration has not filled it yet because that has to be confirmed. So in the line of succession, you go by what other people have been confirmed who have gone through Senate confirmation in the Department of Justice. Next in line would be Noel Francisco, who is the Solicitor General of the United States. His job is to be the top advocate for the U.S. government in federal courts, specifically focusing on the U.S. Supreme Court. So he is next in line. He has been confirmed by the U.S. Senate. So he has, I'm not sure where the information you got. He was confirmed. He doesn't have to be reconfirmed because he is next in line for that position. That is who would take over. And I think that is the person who would likely need to step up and say, we need to investigate this. Because this is so bizarre, this situation. Now, they would be put in as well because of the circumstances surrounding it. That all being said, the news has done a 180 in the last 2 minutes and has now said that Rod Rosenstein is not going anywhere. I am not putting too much faith into any of this until we actually know what has occurred, and we will know that from the sources themselves, or nothing will be reported, and nothing will be reported because nothing happened. Ultimately, they are saying there were discussions over the weekend. All reports are saying that. Those discussions may have been handled by Rod Rosenstein. It's a little bizarre to have this many news outlets get this much information wrong. But we've seen it before. And we know that they are – listen, he could be heading into a meeting thinking one thing and telling people that and be wrong and absolutely wrong and misjudge the situation. Let's take another phone call. Sandy in Kentucky, online 3. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, I want to thank you all for all you do, Jay, for what you do for the Christians and trying to get our pastor released.
Thank you.
And my question is kind of hypothetical, I guess. If Rosenstein, in fact, did do these things and resigned, would that mean that he was guilty? Would he be doing that because he was guilty?
No, I don't. I don't necessarily think so. I mean, I do believe, based off his statements, he said what is being reported. Context would be important into how serious, guilty he would be. But it appears that he said what he said. Was he saying it in a joking manner? Was he saying it in a sarcastic manner? Was he saying it without thinking? Really, maybe. Again, there's a lot of ways. That's kind of what he said, is that it was inaccurate the way it was reported. The Department of Justice put someone out on the record who said he said it, but he was being sarcastic. So we know he uttered these words, Sandy. So it's the allegation is the context. To me, listen, if Rod Rosenstein stays, if Rod Rosenstein goes, to me, the bigger question is, how does this investigation move forward with Rod Rosenstein in this situation? I mean, does he order an internal review because this matter is now cast doubt on his own credibility? But now the reports have we've got a 180-degree shift right now.
Now they're saying they were there for meetings for something else.
And he's not resigning.
Yeah.
I mean, and that he's not going anywhere.
So, I mean, this is the speculation of the media. That's because
Rod Rosenstein himself put out this, that he thought he was going to get fired and didn't.
Well, I don't have any information that anybody was firing Rod Rosenstein. I think, to the contrary, I don't think anybody was going to fire Rod Rosenstein. The question is was Rod Rosenstein going to resign in light of all of this? And that was really the only question here. Was this going to compel his resignation because it compromised his position? So I think that what you have is, I mean, I just got off the phone with some reporters that are all calling and they're trying to say, you know, and look, the media went ballistic on this today because Rod Rosenstein, as the deputy attorney general, went over to meet with the chief of staff. But there's been a lot of speculation this weekend regarding this. I mean, that's clear. So I think, look, what we do is we evaluate the news as it develops, and that's what we're doing. Coming up on the second half hour, I'm going to get a little bit into the Judge Kavanaugh matter and see where that's going, because that's becoming a whole host of an issue right now, too, as we got another accusation there. Do you want to grab a call before the break here, or do you want to just hold them until we get back?
We can take another call. Jonah in New York on line 4. Jonah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jonah, go ahead.
Thank you. I'll be right to it. A question has to do with pros and cons of an internal appointment to fill Rosenstein's position.
Yeah.
Obviously, with
He hasn't resigned yet, but assuming that there was a resignation, yeah.
Yeah, assuming. The pro obviously might be that they come with the knowledge of all the things that have been going on in the department and maybe can bring that to the party. The con being, that the suspicion or maybe lack of trust that some of the public would have of an internal appointment. Your thoughts?
I think that, look, regardless of whether Rod Rosenstein stays or goes right now, I think that's almost secondary. I think because of all of these irregularities, it would be appropriate, as Senator Graham said, to have someone look at all of the issues surrounding this investigation, including the initiation and appointment of the special counsel. I think all of this has to be looked at. Yeah, I don't think there's a lawyer in America that would say that you don't look at all of this as it's developed, and you have to do that, and that's just smart. Now, is Rod Rosenstein resigning? Is he not resigning? I don't know. An hour ago, everybody had him resigning, and now people have him not resigning. So I think we don't know. So you don't report it. But I think there's one thing we do know. There's enough there with all of this that's going on, Harry, that it's prudent to take a step back and look at how all of this started and have fresh eyes looking at this.
All of these issues, all of these questions demand a fresh set of eyes to look at the entire situation. I think it's clear that Rosenstein made the questionable statements. Now he claims they were made in a joking manner.
Yeah.
But we need fresh eyes on the entire situation, including the special counsel.
All right, so we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in 30 minutes. 30 minutes. We'll be back in a minute for another 30 minutes. Phone lines are open up now. We open up some phone lines for you. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about also the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court. That's also in the news. So we'll take care of all of this when we come back from the break. And phone questions from you, calls from you, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, there's a lot of speculation this morning whether Rod Rosenstein was resigning. In fact, Axios reported this morning that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had verbally resigned to Chief of Staff John Kelly. Then he was supposedly going, these are reports, I'm just giving you what the reports were. Then he was going over to the White House for a meeting with John Kelly. Everybody expected the resignation to take place then. Then the meeting took place and nothing seemed to have happened. And now the media is trying to figure out, whoops, maybe he was there for another reason meeting. So they don't know. I will say this, obviously there's been a whole host of irregularities that have come out over the last few days. Regardless of what happens to Rod Rosenstein in this, I think, look, this is a good time for somebody independent to take a look at the initiation and continued way in which this whole inquiry has been handled, both on the FBI side, the way it was initiated with this Steele dossier, the appointment of the special, all these issues have to be at the forefront now. They can't not be because it's been raised to that level. I mean, I'm watching the news right now and CNN still breaking news. Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein met with White House Chief of Staff. And then I don't know if they're reporting that the fact that was reportedly that was about another meeting that had nothing to do with any of this. Are they reporting that, Will?
They are.
They just don't. They just leave the headline up there for breaking news.
He may have been in place of the
for a meeting. Yeah. So, I mean, look, there you go. All right. We're taking your calls on all of this, including now. What happens on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination? Let me go to Jordan on that. There's been a new allegation. Again, not supported by any witnesses here,
no.
But it's just another allegation that's been made, which seems to be a free-for-all right now.
Yeah, there are free-for-all of allegations on Brett Kavanaugh, I think, leading up to this Thursday hearing. The big question is, it is scheduled to be a public hearing. So does Dr. Ford actually appear? I mean, that's still a question. I mean, you'd have no idea until the moment occurs. Or is this an effort to see how much they can push Brett Kavanaugh before this public date? You've now got, again, attorneys who have become well-known. I'll say it like that. I'm not going to even name them. Saying they've got clients who will take polygraph tests and make more accusations. So it's becoming a show. This is now up to, I believe, Chairman Grassley and this U.S. Senate to get a handle on things, act like adults. They said they wanted to hear from Dr. Ford. The president has said that. These other allegations that are coming out, again, it's bizarre timing, to say the least, at a time when this confirmation was basically all said and done. And listen, Dr. Ford's got her a public opportunity on Thursday. It's on the books. Will she actually show up? How will that come across? But listen, is this good for the nomination? No, it's not good for the nomination because a lot of American people are not like our audience, are just seeing this reported in the news, and it sounds bad.
Well, I want to get our audience reaction to all this regarding the Brett Kavanaugh nomination. We talk a little bit about the Deputy Attorney General statements as well. But we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I mean, I think this is a – look, Dr. Ford's going to have a hearing. Now you have another uncorroborated statement with no witnesses and a person that said she was drunk herself when these allegations were made. Again, not casting dispersions on anybody here, but to take someone down this – path without corroborating evidence, Harry, it's just very dangerous precedent it sets for our country.
Absolutely. And what evidence exists other than the allegations from the alleged victims actually leads to a reasonable inference to the contrary. I don't want to litigate that particular issue today, but I do think that it's important for the Senate to resume control of this process. This is a constitutional process, and we should focus on the facts and the reasonable inferences we can make from the facts, assuming the testimony goes forward as scheduled this week.
All right, we've got a great video coming up on Iran and the United Nations. Guess who's in session this week? The General Assembly of the United Nations in New York. That's also going on. So our phone lines are jammed right now at 800-684-3110. We've got a great video coming up on Facebook and Periscope. Also, Facebook and Periscope, you want to get your questions in, you know how to do it. Just type them in there. Our social media team will review those and pull some for you. We're taking a break, and we'll find out what's the latest in the news on this. And I will tell you this. I think we need to be cautious with everybody's statements, and let's see what develops in the next couple of days on all of this. This is news, obviously, that broke on Friday with Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. Then he was the reports this morning where he was resigning. The reports were he was fired. He wasn't fired. He wasn't.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Oh, the Rod Rosenstein news is kind of up in the air right now. So I want to be very careful for our audience. So you may have seen reports that said Rod Rosenstein is being fired, or that Rod Rosenstein is resigning, or that he thought he was going to get fired, or that the news was reporting he was definitely resigning. There are now reports saying that didn't happen. The truth is we haven't heard anything yet definitively. We know he was at the White House. We know he's still there, I think, as of right now. We have not heard anything definitive about whether or not a resignation has been accepted effective a certain date, whether or not there was no resignation, whether he refused to resign. And so then the question of firing would be an issue. I mean, there, so many what-ifs. I think we can update the show later today. If necessary, if it's tomorrow, to bring you the latest news, if there are actual reports about what has occurred involving Rod Rosenstein. We're going to talk about Brett Kavanaugh as well. Before we do that, let me take this call about Linda's been holding on line 5 from Michigan. If you want to talk to us on air, the number is 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Linda.
I heard in your first segment, I don't know if I just misunderstood it, but you said that he was hoping that together with cabinet members, he could invoke the 25th
yeah.
Amendment, he being Rosenstein.
Yeah.
Is this the reason that the Senate is obstructing the completion of Trump's cabinet nomination?
I'm not sure the Senate stopped the completion. I think the cabinet is completed right now. There have been changes at HHS. You know, there were changes there and issues to resolve there, but they were resolved. The changes were made. The new IRS commissioner is not cabinet level, but was just finally confirmed. I think the bigger issue is not who the president is appointing. I think you got to be clear. Jeff Sessions chose Rod Rosenstein. It was not like the president of the United States cannot go and pick every deputy in every single department. He picks kind of the top. And then they pick their team that will surround them to help implement the policies. And as the president said, he was chosen by Jeff Sessions. I think usually the bigger problem people are at the bureaucratic level, not at the level that they were chosen by as political appointees, as these individuals were. That means that they serve at the pleasure of the president. They are not part of the bureaucratic government service. They are part of the political appointments, so they can be hired and fired for whatever reason or no reason at all, because they serve at the pleasure of the president. That being said, what you are seeing certainly from Rosenstein, because his denial wasn't 100% clear at all, is that he made these comments as a political appointee. Now, was he under a lot of pressure? Was he, again, I want to read a timeline for you just so you have it. And then I'm going to switch to Brett Kavanaugh. So if you got calls on the Kavanaugh nomination, these new allegations as well, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. What's happening next? What are the next steps in that nomination to fill our nation's a seat on our nation's highest court? Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Rod Rosenstein gets his job as Deputy Attorney General April 26th of 2017. He writes a memo, which he volunteers to do, on the reasons why Jim Comey could be fired on May 9th, 2017. Comey is fired on May 9th, 2017. Then Rosenstein appoints a special counsel to investigate Russia. This is after Comey leaks the information on May 17th, 2017. In that time period is when he's alleged to have made the comments about wearing a wire in conversation with the president or just utilizing his phone, which he bragged, and by the way, did not contradict, that he could do because his phone was never checked. Second, he invoked the idea of utilizing the 25th Amendment to say that the president was incapacitated, not up to the job, and could get cabinet officials to sign on in some kind of effort. All he said in his statement is that he thought that this was people who had a grudge against the FBI. I'm just reading this so you all know what has been said. Now, that grudge, again, because it's Andrew McCabe, people were fired. So you can put some weight into that, I think. Certainly, it's not always clear-cut. Never is going to be in Washington,
D.C. You got to understand, there's multiple. You know, there's a McCabe, Comey, Rosenstein thing going on here.
Yes, and the Justice Department put out someone who corroborated these statements. They said they were said sarcastically, but they did not deny that they were said.
Well, he's not denied. So, he's not
no,
really denied.
No, he is not either. He did not.
I think he denied the 25th Amendment.
Not, he said, based on my personal dealings with the president, there's no basis to invoke the 25th. Well, he would have had many dealings with the president in this time period. I mean, he only had a few weeks on the job. So, and this would have been his reaction to Jim Comey's firing, which he wrote the memo for, supposedly enthusiastic. I mean, this was a guy who was reportedly enthusiastic about doing that, then is not enthusiastic about it being used. And now, but in his statement, never says anything about
somebody's got to, you know, somebody's got to take a pause here and say, okay,
it's way too much for people to consume. You know, this is too much for the American people.
Yes, that's
to
a good
take
point.
In. I mean, and I think that these reporters, I mean, these New York Times reports about their own story, gets to 4 or 5 pages of trying to figure this out.
Well, because Mike Schmidt and who was one of the authors there had to defend himself all weekend about a story.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is the media going kind of, you know, eating its own in one sense, and then at the same time you've got this whole revelation regarding Rod and the statements, when whether they were in jest or not, and what does that mean for the overall inquiry? And as I just said, you know, sometimes what you do is you just pause, stop, hit the reset button, you pause, you find out what happened here. Like Lindsey Graham said, get someone in here to look at what has gone on and determine the irregularities that resulted in this whole inquiry starting and how that plays into the legality of it. I think that's the appropriate response but again, I'm still seeing these headlines where the big meeting at the White House, and the big meeting may have been, I don't know this, may have been that it was a pre-done meeting to begin with. Let's move on to, we're taking some phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about Brett Kavanaugh also in that nomination. Let's go ahead.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Jesse's calling in from California on line 3. Jesse, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I was wondering, it's obvious that they're just trying to delay and play games. So I was wondering, since they're going to do the hearing on Thursday, when is the soonest Kavanaugh could get on the bench? Is he going to have
It's going to be very tough to get him there on the first Monday in October. I think the way Than looked at it, that probably does not happen. Now, if they have the hearing Thursday, they could vote shortly thereafter. But getting him confirmed by the first Monday in October, Harry, I don't think so.
I think the earliest would be later the next week and possibly the first part of the week thereafter. So
yeah, I mean, here's the breakdown. Thursday, if they had the hearing Thursday, on Monday they could have a committee vote, which would be the first. Yeah. You realize the first Monday in October is next Monday. Wednesday on the 3rd, they could have a cloture vote. Friday, they could have a final confirmation vote. And then he could be seated immediately if he's confirmed. I mean, literally that afternoon is how it would work. Now, is that likely to play out? Will that play out? I don't think anyone can judge that at this point, Jordan.
No, I listen, there are way too many variables this week heading into the new allegations, which again, New York Times, they were, not to confuse people, New Yorker allegations from one individual who the New York Times tried to find one person at the Yale University to corroborate, could not find a single person. So they put their team on it. They couldn't find a single person to even corroborate.
Now Michael Avenatti's got something he's alleging.
So the Stormy Daniels lawyer, he's got somebody he can do lie detector tests for. The Senate judiciary needs to get their control, not let it become more of a circus than it already has. It needs to be serious on Thursday. If Dr. Ford does testify, it needs to be a serious tone. I have some doubts yet about, I mean, this whole, I won't fly and I need to drive. And now the time has been there to drive. I mean, we should know when she arrives in Washington, D.C., if she arrives on time or not. I mean, to a certain extent. If she does not, the hearing needs to be canceled. The vote needs to be scheduled. Move on.
I think Brett Kavanaugh will have to make a statement, though, at some point for his own self.
Maybe for himself, but I don't know in front of that hearing.
Like, I don't know about that. I just think he needs to
kind of weird. I mean, she doesn't show
all these accusations, and he doesn't get to defend himself. Once he's on the bench, he doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to
so maybe he does take
name.
That opportunity.
Yeah,
to
clear
do
your
it.
Name.
Now, do you do that in that setting? With
I don't know.
A woman not showing up? I don't know.
I don't know either. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. Harry, how do you think this whole circus plays out on Thursday? I mean, it shouldn't be. Like George said, it should be serious. There's been an allegation by Dr. Ford. It needs to be heard. These other ones with no witnesses, I'm very skeptical.
Well, we live in a very strange environment. So putting aside the veracity or lack of veracity of these allegations, Dianne Feinstein has suggested that it is time to put politics aside. But in reality, what we've moved into is a time where it's almost all political theater, not necessarily by accusers, but by politicians who have already taken a position on the Kavanaugh nomination. So it's very, very difficult to sort out fact from fiction at this point in time. But again, the Senate needs to resume its constitutional function and take charge.
All right, what a Monday it's been so far. We will take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. I think a little music would be in order coming up on the break because we could use a little breather here. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Also, your support for the ACLJ makes all this possible. You can do that at aclj.org. But again, there's a lot of news. There's a lot of miscues going on right now. We'll find out what it is, but I think this is pause time. Take a breath. Let's see what we have both on the Kavanaugh matter and on the Department of Justice and see what we have here. Caution is always an appropriate way to respond to this, and that's what we're looking at. We'll come back from the break. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
CNN and MSNBC are saying that the president will meet with Rod Rosenstein on Thursday. So we will see how that develops on Thursday. A lot of things happening Thursday. Brett Kavanaugh's hearing. Rod Rosenstein's going to meet with the president. That's according to MSNBC and CNN. I'm not confirming any of that. I'm taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Harry, give me your best guess before we take this call on what happens Thursday at the Kavanaugh hearing and these additional allegations that have been made so far without cooperation. What do you think the Senate, how do you think the Senate should handle this?
Well, I think the Senate should handle all of this in a very respectful manner with respect to the accuser and the accused. She ought to have her day before the United States Senate. My recommendation to Senator Grassley would be to hire a professional litigator to put forward the questions to the accuser. But also remember, we ought to be fair to the nominee.
Yep.
The nominee has been grilled by the United States Senate for over 32 hours. We've had witness testimony from probably more than 10 or 20 witnesses. And we have had 6 background checks on the nominee. So I think we should be fair to both. That's what I hope will happen on Thursday. I certainly cannot guarantee it.
All right, let's go ahead and take calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Last segment, you can ask us about anything. So we encourage you to call at 1-800-684-3110.
All right, Brent is calling in from Idaho on line one. Brent, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Brent, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, this is. I'm from Olympia, Washington. And I've got to say, you know, I used to be a Democrat a long time ago, but then turn Republican and have been since. But, you know, I, as a woman, and I'm very embarrassed with what is going on. I mean, I, too, have been in that situation, you know, where women get abused. But you know what? You get things done, you go on.
Yeah, I mean, look, if there's an allegation of abuse, I think the Senate has the obligation to investigate it, especially if it's corroborated or there's at least a culpable aspect that it could have happened. What I don't think is right is for these one-off allegations with no other corroborating evidence to go forward. I think that puts Brett Kavanaugh on a tough spot. I mean, or any nominee in impossible. It's like
no one else.
You're swatting at what? I mean, you're defending yourself against what?
It becomes that he said, she said, only. I mean, not even other people on backing up the accusations at this point in time. So at this point in time, we have no information. Is there a new statement to read about today's news?
This is coming out of the White House right now. At the request of the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, he and President Trump had an extended conversation to discuss the recent news stories. Because the president is at the United Nations General Assembly and has a full schedule with leaders from around the world, they will meet on Thursday when the president returns to Washington, D.C. I wouldn't read anything into that other than that.
Yeah. I mean, so there you go. So Rod Rosenstein stays in the position he is in as of right now.
Certainly through Thursday. And
not really much said there.
No, I mean, I'll read it again. It says, at the request of the Deputy Attorney General, so this is under Rod Rosenstein's request, he and the president will have had an extended conversation to discuss the recent news. So at the request of the DAG, Rod Rosenstein, he and President Trump had an extended conversation to discuss the recent news story. So they have obviously discussed it. And because the president is at the United Nations General Assembly and has a full schedule this entire week with leaders from around the world, they will meet on Thursday when the president returns to Washington, D.C., and that makes absolute sense. And that's the way it will be. And we'll see what happens then. There'll be a lot of speculation, I'm sure, in between. I'm not one that wants to do speculation. But in any event, I'll tell you what, this causes me as a lawyer to say you got to take a pause here and look at all of these facts and circumstances and determine what's the best way for this to be checked. And I think Lindsey Graham's on the right track there. Let's go ahead and take another call.
Yep. Let's go to Brent in Idaho now on line one. He's back with us. Brent, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Brent.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
I was just wondering on Thursday, Is this a guilty or a not guilty?
No, it's not a hearing. It's not a trial. There's not a verdict. The verdict, if you will, is whether the Senate Judiciary Committee, after reviewing the veracity of everyone involved, will make a determination, Harry, as to whether they move this nomination forward or not.
Absolutely. So the United States Senate will make an assessment of the credibility of the accusation and of the defense or response. And then they will either move the nomination forward or they will decline to support the nominee. So what's at issue on Thursday, assuming the hearing takes place, is the credibility of both the accuser and the accused. That's what I think the Senate will focus on.
And I think that makes absolute sense in light of all of these circumstances that are going on right now. So, Jordan, politically, you've been through these before. I mean, what do you sense on the political side of this?
Yeah, it's really all up to Republicans and a handful of Republicans about how long they're willing to stick by Brett Kavanaugh. They are going to have to assess this one at the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then even those who are not, I think that it's a handful. But, you know, if a few different dominoes fall, then I think you get mass dominoes. So far you haven't seen that yet?
Nope.
That is the key. Can you get to 51?
Yeah, and I think right now,
yes.
Yeah. The hearing will be.
Hearing could change things depending on. If Dr. Ford doesn't show up and these other allegations that no one can even find, including New Yorker, New York Times can't find another person to back up what was reported in the New Yorker.
Yep.
And if Dr. Ford doesn't show up, I think that this moves forward. You might get some kind of statement from Brett Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Clearing his good name.
Yeah.
If she does show up, I think, you know, all bets are off to an extent. A lot will be based off her ability to testify before the committee without having a lot of information that corroborates her story. I mean, yep. and how, you know, how believable is it? And can she convince? Because at this point, it is about that. I mean, that's why she's testifying. It's to stop a nomination. So it's, can she convince
right.
a handful? She's not just saying, doing this to do this. It has a purpose behind it.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call here.
Yeah, Rich in Colorado on line 5. Rich, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, Jay. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
The question I have pertains to Rod Rosenstein in a scenario that he does, in fact, resign.
Yeah.
My question to you is, could Donald Trump, our president, simply appoint an interim successor?
Well, there's an acting deputy attorney general of the United States that can be done. There's also the Executive Appointment Act, where if you have a vacancy, Harry, in the executive branch, if someone can be replaced by someone who's already been confirmed. So you could move somebody over. And, of course, you could also bring in a new person and go through the confirmation process.
Absolutely. So I think President Trump has a number of options. I think he will be well counseled in terms of those options, and he will take advantage of the opportunity should a vacancy occur at the Justice Department.
Yeah, and I think, look, it was a great question, but there is a process that's followed. Even if he were to leave on Thursday, and who knows, we'll see. They have processes in place. I mean, it's not like, you know, one's gone and now the whole process stops. I just think that this is time out here, everybody. Everybody needs to take a deep breath on all this. I mean, the reporting was aggressive this morning on this. But apparently, at least according to the White House statement, that the president and Rod Rosenstein have had an extended discussion. And the president is at the UN General Assembly this week. And because he has a full schedule, he will meet with Rod when he returns to Washington on Thursday. And that makes absolute sense. All right, that does it for the broadcast today. Again, if there is any other developments during the day today, we'll get those to you. But this is, people saw an unfolding broadcast.
Yeah.
You think the attention turns to Brett Kavanaugh tomorrow?
I do. I think that this this gets put on the back burner
until Thursday.
I mean, you see the statement from the White House doesn't say we're going to get more than that.
Yep. All right. Have a good day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.